Hey everyone, Riley Hart here. Ever feel like your to-do list is longer than a CVS receipt on sale day? You know that feeling when everything's piling up and you just want to crawl under the covers and hide from the world? Yeah, I've been there. Like, yesterday morning, right before my cat decided it was the perfect time for an impromptu feather fluffing extravaganza all over my freshly washed duvet cover. That kind of overwhelm can feel like a monster trying to eat your sanity, but guess what? You have the power to kick that monster's butt and reclaim your calm. Today, we're diving deep into coping mechanisms for overwhelm. Because let's be real, life is messy, unpredictable, and sometimes throws you curveballs faster than a baseball game on steroids. But you don't have to be a stressed-out mess in the middle of it all. We're going to equip you with some seriously awesome tools to navigate those stormy seas and emerge feeling like a freaking superhero who conquered Mount Everest with one hand tied behind their back. First things first, know that you are not alone in this struggle. Overwhelm is like the common cold of the emotional world. Everyone gets it at some point. So, take a deep breath, because we're about to unlock the secret weapons for conquering your inner beast. Okay, here are 5 key takeaways to remember when overwhelm strikes. 1. Prioritize like a boss. You can't do everything at once, and trying to will just lead to more stress. Think of it like this. You're planning a dream vacation. Are you going to pack your entire life into that suitcase? Nope, you focus on the essentials. Beach towel, sunscreen, maybe a really good book. You get the idea. Apply that same logic to your tasks. What absolutely must get done today? Break down those big projects into smaller, more manageable chunks. Bam, less overwhelming, right? 2. Embrace the power of no. This one is huge. Learning to say no without guilt is a superpower, trust me. You don't have to be everything to everyone all the time. Saying yes to everything just sets you up for disaster. It's okay to politely decline requests that drain your energy or time. Remember, saying yes to yourself and your well-being is essential too. 3. Move your body. I know, sometimes getting off the couch feels like climbing Mount Everest. But hear me out. Even a short burst of movement can do wonders for your mood and stress levels. A quick walk around the block, some yoga stretches, or even just dancing like nobody's watching in your living room can make a huge difference. Think of it as a mental refresh button. 4. Mindfulness magic. Take a few minutes each day to just be present. Notice your breath, your surroundings, the feeling of your feet on the ground. It doesn't have to be complicated. Even just closing your eyes for a minute and focusing on your senses can help calm your mind and bring you back to the moment. 5. Seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Talking to a friend, family member, therapist, or anyone you trust can make a world of difference. Sometimes just voicing your worries out loud can help you feel lighter and less overwhelmed. Think about the last time you felt truly overwhelmed. Maybe it was a huge deadline at work, a family crisis, or just the general chaos of everyday life. How did that feeling manifest itself? Did you get headaches? Feel short-tempered? Maybe even find yourself procrastinating on everything because the thought of starting anything seemed impossible? Remember that feeling? It's powerful stuff. Now imagine this. You're heading into a presentation at work, your heart is racing, and you feel like you might burst. But instead of panicking, you remember these coping mechanisms. You take a few deep breaths, focus on the words, "I am calm," visualize yourself rocking that presentation, and then remind yourself that even if things don't go perfectly, it's not the end of the world. You got this. Remember, you are capable of handling anything life throws your way. These coping mechanisms aren't just helpful tips, they're tools to build your resilience and navigate life with grace and confidence. Keep practicing them, even when things feel calm, because that's how you develop a mental toolkit for every storm. So go out there, slay those challenges, and remember, you are stronger than you think. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little reminder of their own awesomeness. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.